This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's an emotional hit for me. I think I grew up on Sean Connery, and the fact that he has passed away is sort of a sad moment, or two or three or four. Many people thought, well, I'll get you into what we're doing here. Hello. Monday it is, the 2nd of November. Yep, we're into the 11th month of 2020, and a day before the election, and over the weekend Sean Connery passed away at the age of 90. So that's something we'll talk more about.
Yeah, I was sad at first. I have to say this. Like, I was sad at first, too, because he was my favorite Bond until I started seeing those videos again of him defending hitting women. So then I got over it really quick. I got over it real fast.
I don't remember that.
Barbara Walters took him to task. There's a video from the 90s. He had done an interview that said it's appropriate to hit women if they're annoying you, but only with an open hand. He was very specific. And then Barbara Walters in the 90s interviewed him again and brought it up again and said, oh, remember when you said that? And he was like, yeah, I still stand by that. And I watched the video this weekend and it made me nauseous. So I got over it real quick.
It doesn't take away from... For me, anyway, although I'm disgusted by that.
He was my first favorite, and always my favorite.
He set the tone. If it wasn't for him, the Bond franchise wouldn't have gone anywhere. I don't think he just had the right ingredients for being that character and setting that tone. At any rate, we'll talk more about it later on because I want to get into what's going on with the election starting in 24 hours or so, depending on where you are. Lots of folks over the weekend, who was saying what and where they were campaigning and whether Trump's winning or losing or Biden's ahead or behind in the polls, all of that stuff. Hopefully 2 days from today will be settled. Although, if we look at what's going on at the Postal Service, it's really, really amazing. Jennifer, how long did it take? When did you get your check that I sent you? I want both of you to just tell me when the checks arrived because I will tell you when I sent them.
The stuff you sent to the office last week, I think I got it Thursday.
Thursday, okay. Mm-hmm. So I sent it. When did you get yours, Victoria? Do you remember?
Offhand? I don't. It was a couple days. It was about, I would say, maybe 1 or 2 days longer than normal.
Really? Because some of the stuff...
Our mail in New Jersey, though, has been... We've been hit. Maybe it's just like our area, but it's been really slow. I think I mentioned to you guys when my parents sent my brother and sister-in-law an anniversary card. It took and they live 15 minutes apart. They mailed it on a Saturday and they didn't get it until the following Monday. So it's a week
from the following Monday. You mean?
Yeah. A week. Yeah, exactly. So we've had some weird issues in New Jersey. Hopefully not every state is having those same issues.
Well, that's the thing. I sent my telephone payment in last. I sent it the same day as I sent your checks because I pay my bills a couple times a month. And I sent my phone bill in. And when I look at my bank statement 2 days later, so that was Monday, Wednesday, I was docked for... the payment. So it got to the phone company and through their system
in 2 days. You a little perspective on New Jersey for sure, and probably even my state of California. There are 9 states. And this is, you know, I really think it's insulting. I take it personally insulting when people say, well, Republicans don't want everybody to vote. That's crap. I want everybody who wants to vote to vote.
Well, you
but what
do.
I,
yeah.
What I have problems with is states that have tried to roll out universal mail-in voting in 2 months' time because of the pandemic. And I'm using air quotes there because I think in many cases those states are doing it sort of as an excuse. But But I will tell you, I think the problem, because California and New Jersey are on the same ticket, is that we're two of the nine states who rolled it out in this election. And so because of that, I do believe there's been pressure put on the Postal Service, because this is something brand new. It's something that both of these states have never had to deal with before. So in Massachusetts, Doug, you're not on that list. That's probably why you were able to get quicker action. Florida's been doing mail-in for a very long time. Arizona's been doing mail-in for a very long time. They don't seem to be problematic. So it's,
yeah,
I
but
think
you
it's
know what,
those
though?
States
Colorado,
that are having problems.
But Colorado always does full mail-in, the whole state. That's how the whole state
yes.
does it. And they've only delivered 43% of the ballots on time. So Wyoming, Colorado, there are states that normally do this and are still messed up. So it's not just the new state.
It's
I see
disgusting.
What you're saying.
It's,
but it's not just the new states.
And so unacceptable. Last year, the U.S.
I mean,
taxpayers
the Postal Service is in
spent
disarray.
$6 billion paying for the Postal Service in addition to the fees they get from charging for mailing. It's like the Veterans Administration. It's the same kind of stuff that nobody pays attention to. And frankly, it's like the election commissions in most states around the country. They just, for whatever the reason, it's up yours to anybody and everybody. We're the Postal Service. We can do what we want. We're the ballot commission. We can do what we want. We can do what we... What is it with us as American citizens that we stand by for this? Instead of protesting some of the stupid crap that some of these idiots are protesting, this is something to protest. The fact that how many, maybe, if you boil it down, a couple of bucks of your, and then that people say, well, it's only a couple of bucks. But each person, your tax returns, maybe it's $3 or $4, I don't know how much it is, but whatever it is, it's unacceptable. It just is unacceptable. Period.
Wait, what?
So we put up
terms?
With these services. As taxpayers, if the average taxpayer pays $10,000 a year, which is about the median that people pay in income taxes, of that maybe 40, 50 bucks goes to the post office.
Okay. Yeah.
That percentage of it. So enough already with this, and putting these
the
idiots
solution?
In there. The solution is to gut it, just like the police department, the school department, all of the things that have been a part of our culture, if you will, that have grown up during the modern era of over-influence from unions. That's really what the real problem is. With all of these institutions, the unions are the problem. Instituting, remember when there was feather bedding? You probably don't, but the term feather bedding originated with the railroads. When unions took the first really big union movements in our country were the railroads, because the people that ran the railroads were so greedy, they took advantage of the people who were working on the railroads and in the trains and stuff. So there were huge strikes. Everything came to a standstill, and the unions came in and they managed to take care of the workers. But over the years, all of that stuff that was aimed at addressing the vagaries of some of the greedy owners of these big companies, and having people work for nothing, that was then and this is now. And the whole business of we're not going to do this and we're not going to do that, you can't make us do it, and, you know, all of these things are, the fact that teachers can go on strike or public employees can go on strike is another thing. That is, it's just all of this stuff that is coming to a culmination. I had a very good friend of mine last night, though. The good news is that there will be, as we come out of Mercury, we're out on, I think, the day before my birthday, and there are all these other colossal the collisions of all of the stars. If you believe in astrology or not, some of you do, some of you don't, but the collapse, basically, we've had a collapse in our society around the world in the last 7-8 months. The society that we have known in many ways has collapsed. Some of it will come back, some of it won't. But there's a new world order shaking out in the next couple of months, which I think many people are going to find very refreshing. Whether it happens as a result of the election, who knows? What is fascinating about the election is how many people around the world are paying. I watched the BBC over the weekend, and their whole newscast was pretty much about the American election.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the way it is around the world. Yeah. So, anyway, but we're an embarrassment, and a lot of them describe the election and the people running, at least both presidential candidates, as an embarrassment. And you know, the other stuff are the things that are a part of our culture that are an embarrassment include the Postal Service. So, Jennifer, I think you did a good job of explaining where all of this stuff is and the fact that down in New Jersey and other areas, they've had this slowdown. And one wonders
why. Well, they lost
they
a lot of employees during COVID, and so COVID was an issue.
Overwhelmed. I mean, think about totally. Not only the employees that were not able to work.
They stopped using the postal service, the postal separating machines. A lot of the stuff that was they just shut it off.
Think about how we live our lives right now, right? Everything is coming to us via delivery. I was thinking about that as I was taking my trash out this weekend, actually, because I looked in my trash can and I saw, well, not my trash, but my recycle bin, of all the cardboard that I was tearing up.
Yeah.
And I went, geez,
packaging,
do I go to a store
amazing
anymore?
Amazing expense in a tear.
Yeah, but everything is coming to me online now. Everything. I haven't been to a store in forever. So. Yeah. When you think about that, yes,
price.
It's on UPS or FedEx, but it's also on the Postal Service, and they're overwhelmed.
Yeah. And didn't you think it's going to get better before Christmas?
No.
No. In fact, they've already expanded deadlines. You know, I mean, in California, they told us if you want to use your ballot, be safe and mail it by, like, last Wednesday. I went and voted in person this week, and it was great. It was a lovely experience. It was, like, easy, clean. I felt totally safe.
Yeah, I skipped the postal service. We just dropped our ballots off in an official box and then tracked it. So, yeah, I don't know. Unless you're really, really too far away from a polling place or from a ballot box, you know, most people, and we've been saying this for a month or so, I've been telling everyone, forget about putting it in the mail. Just go and drop it off at an official spot.
Right. Don't be so damn
lazy. Make sure it counts.
Go. Robocalls are one way voters could be fooled before the election as well. FBI investigating fake text messages and emails. How many people do you know who have had this? This is very personalized. For whatever the reason, here's a recent email trail threatening voters in Florida and Alaska to appear, apparently to be, it came from the Proud Boys. Authorities have linked them also to Iran, which is no surprise. I mean, why were, again, Iran,
it's just,
China,
it's a,
Russia.
Yeah, it's a good, you know, reminder that
wake up,
we're,
Paul.
Yep. Yeah, just don't trust everything that you get. That, you know, if you get a text message on your phone, the thing that's really awful about this is that these new emails and texts are threatening people, basically saying, hey, you know, if you put your vote in the mail, then, you know, you're going to be part of a public database and they're going to track down old warrants. It's voter suppression, mainly against
very,
black men.
It looks horrible. Very, very real, too. And that's the sad thing, is that they're using people's names, and that's how people are falling victim to this.
Yeah. And it's interesting also, the interesting thing I saw over the weekend, Victoria and Jennifer, is that the black men, black males, supporting Trump.
What have I been telling you for 6 months? Have I not been shouting that at you guys?
Why?
Saying, black men, black men, black men.
Why, though?
Why?
What's the attraction?
Because I think they've been let down in the past by Joe Biden. I think a lot of, I don't know, you'd have to ask the group of people who are voting for Trump, but I would suspect Obama let down a lot of black people when he was in office. They thought things would get better for them, and they didn't. Trump gave economic opportunity. I think people saw that. And, you know, it's time for something new, I think.
Nah,
but
well,
I don't know. You'd have to have that conversation with
food
the group
for thought.
Votes.
Time for us to think about at 16, or actually 19 at the hour. By the way, you set your clocks ahead, right?
Not yet, but I accommodated it in my alarm setting.
Okay, good. That's very good.
I like to keep myself confused.
Yeah.
An awesome, awesome health supplement. And it really is, not only do you lose weight with Calitrin, but it helps so many other things that are part of your life. Jennifer tells you to take some at night before she goes to bed and makes her a good... As far as see you later,
sound
alligator.
Sleep,
yeah, right. It has all the great ingredients. It's just the natural combination of things that this doctor and these three nurses figured out. It's genius. And it works in your behalf to lose weight. It's mainly a weight loss product, Calitrin is. But then there are healthier aspects to it that are just, I take it no matter what, every night. Made in the USA, independently tested for quality and purity. It's for both men and women. All the members of your family will lose weight. They've been doing this now for 23 years. They would not have worked. It wouldn't have worked had they not been producing something that was really good and really worked. So go to toploss.com, please. and get your supply. A 6-month supply will only cost you what three does. Toploss.com. Discount code DJV at checkout.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Song, you'd be amazed at who was singing it. Do you agree, ladies?
I don't know the song. I know who's singing it, but it's whatever it is. It's weird.
Bad.
Well, it's a new song. Jewel has revealed that race car driver is now take off of the 25th anniversary edition of Pieces of You, coming out later this month. She said, quote, "I knew it was going to be a slow process, but I also saw a change in the zeitgeist." She recalled a period in her career. Grunge was a tectonic shift in the culture, which can't live in cynicism forever. The culture was in pain. But then what? And I happen to be a little ahead of that curve in my own life. Growing up on a farm, I know that nothing sustains forever. Everything has a season and goes fallow. My fan base was never a pop fan base. They support me through ups and downs. They required making reality required making some bold decisions, but it's what I have. I'm proud of that, what I've done, and what I'm. She's proud of this.
What is this supposed to be, though?
It's from back when she recorded Pieces of You. So this is really old, but she never released it.
Yeah. I know why.
I mean, I'm kind of with you. I get it.
I loved that album. I loved Jewel. But
I like this. I think this is very interesting.
So what's the story of this song, Doug? Is this? This is an old song, or whose song was this?
I don't know who originally had the song. I just like her. I just like the way she feels in it. I don't know, whatever it is, the energy, the story. This song follows an unreleased demo of "You Were Meant for Me."
This is like when I've had a couple glasses of wine and I decided to bring out my karaoke machine and get creative.
Yeah. Huh? There you go.
The Pieces of You reissue. And they think there's cats dying in the yard.
Will be available digitally, well as 2 CD and 4 LP vinyl editions. Record Store Day comes up later this month. And on that day, they released Live at the Interchange, containing unreleased audio from 1994, as part of their Black Friday event.
We should use this as a good lesson that, you know what, kids, you just can't win them all. Sometimes you can be a loser.
Anyway, she's going to perform on November 27th, which is Record Store Day, the album in its entirety on a live stream. You can get tickets for the show, if you like Jewel, at Jewel's website, which I believe is Jewel.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, JewelJK.com. It would be cool to see her do... I've seen her in concert, like, maybe three times, and it would be cool to see her do this whole album in its entirety.
She performed a concert for me personally. That. How about that?
That's pretty awesome.
What song did she
do? Incredibly talented.
She did You Were Meant for Me. She did a lot of stuff that pertained that she'd done... locally there in Texas, where she was. She had a sort of Texas, at that time, a Texas bent to her life. Anyway, Jewel, in the music news, 26 and change after the hour, Ashley Simpson Ross, in the news, gave birth over the weekend to a son named Ziggy Blue. Husband is named Evan Ross. She shares a new baby with her husband, obviously, duh. 10/29/2020, Ziggy Blue Ross. Ashley wrote beside a photo of the baby. Our sweet boy has arrived. I'm over the moon. We were so blessed. By the way, did you see the moon over the weekend? Whew.
Yeah.
What a big. Yeah, it's closest to the Earth now.
It was a blue moon.
Yeah, it was a blue moon. Yeah, it was very heavy moon. The newest addition to the Ross family, sharing his birthday with his aunt, Blackish star Tracy Ellis Ross, who turned 48 on the 29th. Baby Ziggy joins big sister, four-year-old Jagger. Couple was married in 2014. They were expecting their second child, they said, back in April. She also shares a son, Bronx, with her ex-husband, Peter. So, there is the new baby from Ashley Simpson, now Ashley Simpson Ross. Hey there, Ziggy Blue. 28 and a half after, no, it's actually just 28 past the hour.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Veloz and Electrify America announced a new web-based tool to help electric car owners select a home charging unit. The Charging Advisor is now available on Veloz Electric Car Consumer Shopping website, Electric for All. Josh D. Doon, Veloz Executive Director, said, "We aim to make electric car ownership and operation as smooth as the ride itself, taking the guesswork out of comparing home charging units." For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Actor Eddie Hassel, best known for the 2010 Oscar-nominated film The Kids Are All Right and the NBC TV show Surface, died after being shot in Texas on Sunday. The New York Times reported that Hassel was shot outside his girlfriend's apartment in Grand Prairie, a Dallas suburb, around 1 a.m. Sunday local time. His agent said that Hassel was shot in the abdomen and taken to a nearby hospital where he died. The circumstances that led to the shooting were not immediately clear. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Friday announced it would replace its no-sail order for cruise ships in U.S. waters with a conditional sailing order. Phase 1 involves establishing testing for crew members. Phase 2 will allow simulated voyages to test a ship's ability to control the virus. Phase 3 includes a certification strategy. And Phase 4 will allow ships to carry passengers again in a way that mitigates the risk of the coronavirus. USA Radio News.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. Never really stop riding your mind.
Never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages ship with care.
So you can relax knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, save 25% on UPS expedited shipping services. Plus, save up to 30% on select shipping supplies.
Shop in store or get same day delivery through Instacart.
Pack it and ship it for less at Staples.
Ends 1/2/21. While supplies last, in store only. See store for details. Instacart not available on shipping services. Fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
Oh, it's good to be energy independent. The national average is just over $2 a gallon for gasoline. USA Radio News' John Clemens explains the low cost.
The national average is down 3 cents a gallon to a level of $2.11. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the factors for that drop in prices.
Overall, the biggest concerns pushing the price of oil lower are uncertainty over the election and a potential legal feud, which could lead stimulus in limbo, and the surge in the coronavirus pandemic, in which U.S. cases have soared to near record levels.
While residents of Oklahoma are enjoying statewide averages of $1.76, residents of California continue to suffer at $3.14 a gallon. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
State taxes have a lot to do with the final price you pay at the pump. A fan favorite from American Idol has died. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
Nikki McKibben was on AI back in 2002 when the show exploded in popularity. She made it to the finals, finishing behind Justin Guarini and winner Kelly Clarkson. Those closest to Nikki confirmed she died of a brain aneurysm. They say she'd been on life support and was surrounded by family when she passed at the age of 42, and that she was an organ donor as well. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's the endurance race with the DJV crowd. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan are down low. You haven't heard some of the downloads. Kind of cool podcast. The most recent one has a focus on the reality for Jeffrey Bezos and his wealth, which is, what, $150 billion? How much is this guy worth now because of COVID?
I can't count it all. It's too much. He doubled.
Remember Uncle Scrooge? Remember he had a money bank with gold in it?
Yeah.
That's Jeff Bezos.
Right, that's it. Also in the download, Mickey Mouse, or actually Disneyland, is suing California. That story from Jennifer. And we talk with Dacre Stoker, was the great-grandnephew of Bram Stoker, wasn't that his relationship? Yeah. So that's all in the download. Catch that at djvshow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. The passing of Sean Connery at the age of 90, certainly, even though there were things that were distracting and distressing, as Victoria pointed out, the fact that he admitted to abusing women? Were they his just what his
and
thoughts
he stood
were?
By it, yeah. And like when Barbara Walters did a follow up interview and reminded him that he had said that, he stood by it. He goes, "Yeah,
well,
I stand
by
that."
Why do we take? That's a there's a flaw and it's unacceptable. But why does that get in the way? And that why did that become
well,
a part of?
You can appreciate his art. I mean, yeah. But that's
right. He was my he remains my favorite Bond. He's of all of the Bonds, he's still my favorite James Bond. I loved him in The Rock. I thought he was great with Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones. He played Harrison Ford, or he played Indiana.
The Hunt for Red October was one of the best ones, I think. Frankly.
I mean, I think he was a great actor, but you know. Yeah, that's
and the Untouchables.
But that's
think about
stuff
how many artists are.
I mean, overshadow.
How many artists are great, and then you hear about their
flawed.
Personal life, and you're
right.
Like, ooh,
yeah.
Right.
I think that partially because of the Scottish heritage. I think among men, I don't know what Scotland is like now as far as men are concerned, but it's a very what's a society called? It's very male oriented. I forget, there's a term.
Is it patriarchal?
Anyway.
Or?
Yeah, I suppose maybe. Yeah, that's probably a good one, Jennifer. Yep.
I don't know. The one thing I will appreciate about Sean Connery and I'll miss is that he has maybe one of the best voices. I'm a voice person.
Yeah, that's
obviously
true.
That's what we do. He's got one of the best
great
voices.
Voice.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. The line from Hunt for Red October, one ping, Basili, that one always has always gotten to me, but don't do when he calls Harrison Ford Jr.
Yep.
Some of those lines in Indiana. Harrison Ford gave him one of the awards. I can't remember whether it was when he got the. I don't think it was when he got the Oscar for playing the cop in The Untouchables, but that was another perfect, just a perfect slot for him. Anyway. So his
apparently
passing,
he took that whole Chicago way a little too seriously.
Yeah.
Oh.
That whole, you know, that famous line where he says, you know, like you know, they kill one of you, I'm paraphrasing, you know, they injure one of your guys, you send one of theirs to the morgue, you know, kind of like one upping, that's the Chicago way and the Untouchables, I think maybe that was part of his inspiration for his wife beating comments. I don't know, but it's pretty appalling.
Who was his wife? Was he married when he died? I don't even know about.
He was married to a Moroccan woman.
She's 91 and apparently still healthy, and they had two sons. Well, I don't know. Well, he had two sons.
He
had
one with his first wife, Diane Cilento, was an actress, and he divorced. He got that's where the whole business about hitting. Wives and stuff, that's where that started with his wife, as a matter of fact. I remember that, what she accused him of in court, et cetera, et cetera. He was, the last time I saw a picture of him was about a year ago, and he was looking really bad. And so understanding that he had dementia, maybe that's, there weren't many pictures of him. He stopped acting, about 10 years ago, seems to me? I'm trying to remember what
maybe
his last role was.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing him for a long time.
Yeah.
Like Gene Hackman, they just sort of
stopped
and they disappeared. Yeah.
Anyway, the passing is certainly worth noting. What about Lori Loughlin beginning her sentence in the same week? Didn't what's her face get out of jail last week? The other one,
she was out a long time ago.
Was she
talking about?
Felicity Huffman.
Felicity Huffman. Yeah.
Oh, no, she was only there for 12 days.
Right.
She was only the or maybe not even
you know,
that.
I have to file a complaint here, actually.
With whom?
With you guys, my sounding board.
Okay.
I'd like to file a complaint about all the cheeseball DJs this weekend who were making fun of Lori Loughlin for being dressed up in an orange jumpsuit.
Mm.
Here's the thing. I know she did this, and she should pay the penalty, but again, we look at people's reasons. It's sort of like someone who steals because they're hungry. This woman tried to help her dumb daughter, and she did it for the wrong reasons, and she lied, and she cheated, and fine. I get it. But do we need every dumb jock in America to make fun
of? No, but it just shows you the status of radio.
Jumpsuit?
How
I
many
mean,
dummies there are on the air. They're just stupid. And then they have their dumb blonde, you know, the blonde. Can you imagine me working, trying to find, I couldn't last on the air 5 seconds if I had somebody. I remember when you first started with me, Jennifer, 14, 15 years ago, and somebody said, oh, is she going to be your dumb blonde co-host?
What?
I think that person was no longer in my life.
Someone said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I used to say I was your giggle girl, but I could say that because it was funny.
Yeah, you could say it. I wouldn't have said it because it wasn't true. But it's just, but the inane, stupid, And you know, you talk about patriarchal. Let's go back to that for a second, frankly. When we were referring, we're taking exception to Sean Connery and some of the things that he said and did. But if you listen to some of these crap radio shows that are on some of these stations or some of these people, and the role the women play on the air, and you talk about there's four guys in the studio and one woman, and all the woman does, and this has been for decades, all the woman does is sit there and laugh.
Yeah,
and
it's
a stupid, phony.
Girl. That's exactly it.
Yeah, yep. Right. More on the sports stations, but there are a couple of national shows that have that, and some locals, but it's inane. I meant to talk about this on Friday. I thought it was very interesting. I said to the ladies, do I remember Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live? And yeah. And then I remembered that he was dating Scarlett Johansson, and then I kind of forgot about it because it wasn't. I don't live for all this stuff like you two do. But
you know, we just like to stay informed.
Well, stay informed.
Because when it gets messy, that's when we get interested, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, so she's been married to Ryan Reynolds and to some guy who's a French guy. French guy. Yeah. Right.
That was a mistake, I think, wasn't it? That was kind of a weird marriage.
Yeah.
Which one? The French guy?
Yeah, he was a journalist, I think. I don't know. It seemed like there were a lot of issues there. So I don't know.
Well, you said you thought she was not easy to be with. I don't know what you based that on.
My former co-host was friends with her, and you know, and off the air, he would kind of tell us about different parties and stuff that he would be at, and. They weren't friends, but they were acquaintances, and they were in the same circle. And, yeah, I think that she's not that easy.
Really? Well, people can change when they get older, though, right?
Sure,
is he
I
that
hope
easy?
So.
What's his story?
Colin Jost is a smart guy. He's, you know, went to Harvard, and he's been one of the head writers on SNL.
So, like Conan O'Brien, one of those guys? In the same...
Probably, I would guess that Conan is probably, like, one of his idols. He's definitely followed in the same trajectory. So, yeah, he seems like a smart guy. To me, it's a little bit of a red flag, though, on him, because I've read recent interviews, or he was on Howard Stern a couple years ago, and saying, you know, he wasn't sure if he would, essentially, about dating Scarlett, you know, because he was worried about, like, you know, his own career and his own life, and you know, would he disappear? And like, it's kind of like, all right, dude, you know, really, you're, yeah. I don't know. I don't like it when men have that attitude about themselves. It's like, well, just you
it's
know,
your problem,
be married
pal,
to a
not
strong
hers.
Woman.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
It's just,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. So that to me that raises, let's say, a yellow flag.
Yeah.
I like flags. We've got different color flags. So we'll see. We'll see where they end up a year from now.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, exactly. See what happens.
Oh, but we buried the lead. They got married.
Right.
We totally buried the lead.
After we just pooped on it. But they're married now.
But hey, congratulations, newleds. So yeah,
well,
he was wearing his wedding ring.
We were talking about, who was it that just had a baby? We were just talking about a few minutes
ago.
Evan
Ross and Ashley Simpson.
That's it. Right. So now the word comes out that Chrissy Teigen had a new tattoo dedicated to her son that she lost last week.
Yeah.
Which is, I suppose, as much as anything else, is a way to honor or remember something that happens like that. Would you want to be reminded or remember? How would you ever forget it anyway?
I don't know.
I don't think you can forget it.
No, I don't think you can either. I just wondered whether that was... Everybody's got their own way of grieving. That's an important part of Americana and humanity in general. We have not been good. I know I'm first in line on this one. I have not been grieving. I'm not good at it. I remember when my mother died, I was just relieved. When my father died, I think I sort of knew and felt that it was time for him to go. But I never really, it took me years and years and years to actually go through the process of grieving. And by the way, the same thing can happen with relationships. It doesn't have to be somebody dying. When a relationship dies, there certainly is a lot of evidence if you were very sensitive about it or you were involved really up to your ears, there's a grieving process that goes on there. I remember how badly I felt when one of my favorite cow died or when Charlotte died. Good God.
Oh.
But I grieved on the spot for that. And I don't know whether that was because it was safe or what. I mean, but I honestly really didn't feel... I was just happy my mother was done with what she was going through, frankly. And I think you can feel that, whether it, you know, there are other things, you know, it's kind of like we were talking about with Connery. things that I found out later on that went on between my mother and father that I didn't know, and it helped explain a lot of things that I didn't understand as a kid growing up. So I think that's all part of it. And if you don't let yourself grieve, if you don't let yourself get to your core over things like this, it'll take its toll. It really will. It'll take its toll on you psychologically. You know, the spirit-mind-body connection, if you psychologically are lost on something or stuck on something, it just plays over and over and over and over again in your mind, and that really is bad for your body. Bad, bad, bad for your body. Speaking of things that are bad for your body, I want to talk about this coconut milk thing right after these words on the DJV program.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
It's Moo Moo News time. Milk time. Moo Moo Milk time. Costco has removed a popular coconut milk from its shelves. Allegations the maker uses monkeys for forced labor in its production. The coconut milk is produced in Thailand. They were accused by PETA of forcing chained up monkeys to do hard labor.
This is the saddest thing I've ever seen. This is, I know this story because I was like, this can't be real.
Creepy.
Yep. And I've never heard of forced monkey labor, but wow.
And then they in Thailand,
they
I buy it in Thailand. From Thailand, it's one of the most backward, horrible. You talk about
it's awful.
A
and then
patriotic
they have to go into a
society.
Cage. Just,
Right. Yep.
Poor little monkeys.
So and this
and they're
back
good
to,
workers. They just throw coconuts down off those trees. They're so cute.
My thing about the what people call milk,
separate from that, because like let's not bury the lead on this story.
Well, we didn't bury it.
This is an important
Costco
story.
Is dropping it. I said that.
Right, but
I'm
here's the,
bury the lead.
No. But what I'm saying is, but what PETA says is you always look on, because I cook with coconut milk a lot in different recipes, and so if you're just make sure you see where it's from. If it's from Malaysia or Indonesia, PETA says that that it's mostly they don't use monkeys, but anything from Thailand. This is not an uncommon thing. They have tourist groups that go through these farms, and you can watch the monkeys coconut picking, and you're basically paying to see monkeys be treated bad.
Oh, look at that cute little monkey over there. Look at that.
Look how cute it is. He's going up and getting the coconut, and they look all happy.
Idiots.
Yeah, it's awful. It's terrible. So PETA is now pressuring the Thai government to change these practices.
Yeah.
So, but like in Thailand, a lot of frozen shrimp is from Thailand. And it's all, they use child labor. It's Thailand is so
messed
up. And
they feed it, don't even go there. The stuff that the bottom feeders anyway, shrimp are, like crabs.
Farmed fish and farmed shrimp. Be really careful. Read the label where it's from, because if it's from Thailand, it's
not
good.
Don't look for the union label, though. It's 10 before the hour.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is
antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three after the hour, it's the DJV program with Tech Talk Time. Victoria Cleveland. I don't know where that came from. Well, no, it's Victoria Keelan, actually, who's here on the program with her expertise in technology. I don't know if this is technology or just general information about something that's pretty... That these people aren't making enough money, they're going to raise prices at Netflix. What's that scoop?
Yeah, well, and this is kind of going to we're going to see this happening across the board. Netflix is the first one out of the gate. They are raising their prices on standard and premium plans, and so the standard plan will now go up a dollar from $13 to $14 a month, and the premium subscription goes up $2. That will now cost you $18 a month. The basic plan remains unchanged. That will stay at $9 a month. For now, I'm sure that will end up going, that will be raised next year as well. So the new prices will take effect starting immediately for new members. Current members, if you have Netflix, be on the lookout because you will be getting an email from them letting you know when, as your subscription rolls into the next few months, they'll be letting you know when you're going to expect that price hike. A Netflix spokesperson said over the weekend, "We understand people have more entertainment choices than ever, and we're committed to delivering an even better experience for our members."
More difficult for
we're updating
buy ours,
our prices, yeah. Yeah, so we can continue to
great
offer more
pitch.
Variety.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
so,
okay.
Here's the problem, though. Netflix is hurting, and so they did really well at the beginning of the pandemic, early 2020. Everyone was stuck at home, and people started binge-watching things like crazy. So they were doing really well in the beginning. They still are the king of streaming. They still are the number one streaming service. However, other streaming services are catching up.
And they're also spending too much money, these outfits.
They're spending a lot of money.
producing product.
Yeah, they are spending so much money. They're basically like a movie house at a movie studio at this point. They're spending, I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars. There's that new movie that I was excited about, but apparently it's a total bust. Rebecca, that remake of that old, that it's based on a novel with Armie Hammer and Lily James, and apparently, and they spent a lot of money filming it, and every review is just awful. So. Really? Yeah, so they have some real hits and misses. They haven't had too many recently. They haven't had like a standout breakout hit in a long time. And every other streaming service has at least one marquee thing. So like The Crown on Netflix back in the, you know, a couple of years ago, that was the big thing that set them apart from everybody else. Now they have so many different offerings. They don't really have a standout. Like Disney Plus has The Mandalorian, and that's just such a runaway success for them from the Star Wars franchise. But Netflix really needs to get another one of those, or else I don't know. I think they might start to just slowly fade into the background.
All right, well, there's that story. Word to the wise, maybe it's time to dump them and go somewhere else. NASA thinks the space rock, we're talking about the pilot, or with the pilot of this machine, the spaceship or whatever, found the asteroid. So now the rock that's come off of it is worth a lot of money.
The Geek Out.
Prior to this, I probably thought quadrillion was just a made-up monetary value like kajillion, but no, last week NASA released a study about a mysterious giant asteroid named Psyche. Now, what makes it interesting is that scientists believe that it is basically a massive hunk of nothing more than iron and nickel, but it's so huge, its value would be worth $10,000 quadrillion, which also happens to be a value greater than humanity's entire economy. Yep, the asteroid's about 150 miles wide and just a hunk of metals that have great value here on Earth. To learn more, NASA is launching a mission to explore the asteroid in 2022. I bet they are, and we've tweeted details about it at The Geek Out.
Big news from Dell. Their biggest event of the year is here, and you're getting early access. Black Friday is officially on. That's right. Dell is giving you major discounts on computers with Intel Core processors. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday.
All right, let's get to the Apple announcement, Victoria.
Yep, so exactly 1 year ago, Apple launched the AirPods Pro. That's their premium wireless earbuds. Coincidentally, or maybe not, some people say, the same day, 1 year later, the very first AirPods Pro owners will see their 1 year warranty expire. And so apparently at this time, Apple has now launched a new repair program that offers free repairs or replacements for another year. So they've basically extended your warranty by a whole year because AirPods Pro are experiencing lots of noise cancellation issues, static. So now Apple says that they will fix free of charge crackling, static noises, which actually increases in loud environments. If you're exercising or talking on the phone, people have complained that they're getting a lot of static and all kinds of just noise that's really annoying, and some people have said that it's too distracting. They can't even wear the earbuds. Right. So if this is happening to you, you're not alone, and you now have an extra year to have this covered under the warranty. But take them back to the Apple store, mail them in, and they will fix them free of charge.
Good news. 59 past the...
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.